My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, why didn't Davin mention he was in the hospital? And why is his scammer Jane in love with a taper? Listen and enjoy.
But why were you milking the animals? She goes, I never milked them. Then why did you use the milking equipment at school?
Oh my god.
She goes, not milking equipment. I go, was it the birthing assistance processor?
What?
Making stuff up.
Yeah. And she's like,
no, we can't afford one.
That's why we need
saving.
The iTunes card.
Yeah, right.
We use hands.
She goes, I have to do some experiment by using equipment like Beaker. I go, oh, why didn't you just say that?
Just to prove that you're not a complete idiot.
She goes, I'm sorry, I thought you will understand me. I go, no, honey, you scared me. I need to go to listen to side two of Bad Out of Hell. You made my heart race. She goes, I'm sorry, honey. I will never do such to you for any reason. I will never cheat it on you. I go, okay. I just had a horrible image of you in a tryst with the zookeeper and a taper. It made me ill.
A taper?
It's an animal.
That's like an anteater. Those big
can't guesses. Always be yak, Joe.
A taper. I wonder if you'll even know what it is.
I didn't.
It's not common.
She goes, I can't. Well, she's a zoology teacher.
Right, she should know.
Exactly. I'm playing to the crowd. She goes, I can't, my king. What can you do for me money? And completely out of cash. I'm hungry. I go, right now I need to lay down and get the image of the taper licking you out of my head.
Oh!
I need to rest. Let's talk later.
I just thought you said something so incredibly dirty.
I did not.
I know.
She goes, talk to me, dear. Please, I need you. Honey, please. I can't help you if I am dead. She goes, okay, dear.
You are a drama king.
I most certainly am.
Wow.
I go, just let me be for now, please. She goes, when will you be back? At the earliest after Bad Out of Hell 2, back into hell.
All she wants to do.
Joe's going to make me the bad guy.
Is get quick money from this dope.
Now the insults.
And she must. I would give anything to see the look of frustration on this person's face.
I know.
I'm sure he's not happy.
I'm sure he's not happy either. What am I? How am I going to?
It's like, I can't believe this guy. It's like, is this? Did I get the biggest dope that they have over there?
But that's a good thing.
I know. That's
really
good.
Little mental illness is good for scamming.
Oh, absolutely.
She goes, okay, I'll be waiting to hear back from you, dear. I love you much. I go, thank you, sweetie. I need to go for now. Bye for now. She goes, bye. And she goes, I can't afford to hide my feelings. Later on, she goes, I can't afford to hide my feelings. I'm missing my honey. Get well soon. So I respond to her on March 28th at 11:49. I go, hello. No, she goes, hello. Good morning, dear. How was your night? I miss you, dear. How is your health? I'm so worried. Get well soon. I go, I just got released. I hope you are well.
I just got released.
I just got released. March 29th. She goes, I'm not fine. I'm just trying to be fine, honey. And the reasons are that I don't have any food to eat, and my internet bill has exhausted. I have no money to renew and to buy another food. I only beg for Wi-Fi. Please, I need your help with some cash, my king.
So you don't have food, you don't have shelter, but you need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's essentially what she just said.
Desperately.
Well, we know how cable bills can be, Joe.
Yeah.
So you do without them.
No. Everybody needs cable, Joe. How are you going to get porn?
Desperate for food, desperate for Wi-Fi.
Yes. I go, no curiosity of what I'm released from, no curiosity why I could not respond. That is very troubling. She goes, I'm sorry, babe, but I'm able to chat with very well to know about your health. I beg for Wi-Fi here. I'm sorry, my king. Please, I never meant to do this. But, babe, you told me you got released. I'm sure you mean you're okay now. Hi, dear. Please forgive me my wrong. She's just writing and writing like.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but the whole hospital.
Various times through the day, and I'm not responding.
Yeah, goodbye, 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 goodbye. Yeah.
Hi, dear. Please forgive me my wrong. Welcome, babe. Good morning, dear. I go, why are you saying welcome?
Welcome to the islands.
She goes, I saw that you woke up. Forgive me, darling. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, man. Now, she still has no idea what you got released from.
No.
Nor do I.
No.
Oh.
But she's very concerned about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say very.
So sorry.
Yeah, well, geez, she's like slobbering all over herself to get your attention again. Well, that's because she had one on the hook.
So do you like the new fake Davin character?
I do.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. He's
look at him. She's riveted.
Yeah. I love him. He's such a dope.
Much like the real, maybe not so fake.
No, just the frustration of this woman trying every trick in the book.
Because she stinks.
I understand.
She's not good at her job.
But that makes it fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like when you get a telemarketer on the phone, sure, and you go after them.
Listen, if you're going to come into my world, you need to raise your game.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
established this. It's no different for scammers. You can't stink at your job if you're going to scam me.
No, 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 no. And she's really bad at her job, so she's going to pay.
So she asked me, she goes, how was your night? I go, I don't think you really care, to be honest, so I think I will keep those details to myself. Myself for now.
Oh, good.
She goes, not so, darling. You said you just got realized. I think she meant released.
Maybe not.
Got realized.
Go on.
You said you just got realized. That made me thought that you were now okay. I go, and no curiosity what I got released from or why I had to go in? I'm starting to have my doubts about you, Jane. Perhaps we should go our separate ways.
Oh, wow. You're breaking up already?
Really? Yeah, well, you know what? She's very greedy already.
You run a tough ship.
I most certainly do. Don't you forget it. She goes, aw, baby. Don't let us end this relationship like babe.
What
the
like
pig?
Babe?
I think
babe?
So. I think I'm going to wind up as a ham hock. I don't know how this is going to
like
be.
Like Ruth?
Yeah. She goes, I don't have any internet bill again. That was why I'm unavailable to ask about this very well. I never meant to do this, to do like this with you, my king.
Well, I like the way she works it in, though.
I know.
Yeah, give her that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a job, Joe.
It's almost like a plug, like you're doing a live read, and you're working it. And by the way, you need.
Yeah, by the way, you could read it all in my book.
She continues, I promise this will never happen again. I go, time will tell. I thought you were different initially, but now I think you may be like all the others. Your behavior has caused me to put up my guard.
All the others.
All the others.
Yeah.
She goes, babe, I'm not like others, and my attitude is not like this. This country really affects me. I'm unable to browse because my internet bill has exhausted. I'm begging for Wi-Fi now.
You gotta give it to her how she works in it. She's a good salesperson.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.